Welcome to the Revenue Marketing Report powered by CaliberMind. This is your podcast for B2B marketers who are looking to level up. I'm your host, Kamala Thompson, and today I'm joined by Deb Reps. Deb, welcome back. You made it to the third and final day, and we're going to be talking about small steps everyone can make to support diverse coworkers. And I was really thinking this was such a great pairing with our other 2 days because there are strategies we can employ in meetings, one-on-ones, other places. What are some that have worked for you?
That's a great question. I think that ensuring that, you know, that we're really lifting women up and allowing them to be heard and to be their authentic selves, just tactically coming from that place in your heart, I think those are really important tactics, asking questions and listening. Even when those questions, you know, can be hard, I think doing that and really listening to people and helping them, you know, kind of get to the place for alignment. Those are some of the tactics that I've used. And there are all sorts of tactics that you can use in group situations as well to just make sure that everyone around the table is being heard. And by the way, that's not just for, you know, the only woman or two or the only person of color or whatever the diverse person is sitting around the table. You know, I think that it's really just about facilitating that for the people on our teams, making sure that everybody gets to weigh in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really like something you said. I think it was yesterday when you said, don't necessarily assume what someone says, just ask them what they meant. I love that. I am a huge fan of nonviolent communication. Yeah. And I think a lot of principles there help with everyone, because having been in this field for a long time, I have trigger points, you know, like somebody says, let me finish my thought. My first thing is this person shutting me down, or am I really going to get my turn? And I have to reserve the reaction, you know, just observe and watch. But it's also an opportunity to go talk to them about, am I stepping over you in conversation? What prompted that? You know, have a tough dialogue.
Yeah, absolutely. I myself actually have said that to coworkers who cut me off. Look, let me just finish my thought. And I do that, but I always make sure that I come back around and be like, you know, really want to hear yours. But usually that happens right when we, you know, when we're jumping the gun because we're excited about whatever it is that they've said. And we're like, I gotta, you know, so we're thinking and not listening. But yeah, no, that's definitely a thing. I think it's, you know, first thing, we're all talking through computers. So we're not breaking bread together as much, you know, we're not shaking hands, we're not, you know, we're having eye contact, but it's through the computer, right? So I think that what we have to do is remember that there are things going on behind people. There's a whole world of things going on behind their computer, in the other room, you know. And you never know what just happened. Did somebody's, you know, relative just die? Or like, you never really know where people are coming from. And so, you know, I think that sometimes we come in with our, you know, pretty strong personal agendas. And it's just important. And like, most of us are not doing life-saving work here.
Right.
Know? So I think we can all just kind of take a big deep breath and realize that, you know, that nothing is really probably truly mission critical or that's going to save the world. So, you know, just sometimes taking that step back and that moment of breaking and just listening and trying to seek to understand where people are coming from, because I think we are all somewhat isolated. you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, right. I mean, it's, you know, and so you just, you never know exactly where they're coming from. And so the tactic is, I really try to, and it's hard. It's hard to do. I'm certainly not perfect at it, but I do try to seek to understand and just be real with people, whether it's people that I'm, you know, leading on my team or, you know, my leadership peers, you know, same kind of thing. Just be honest, keep it real, be understanding, you know, and realize that nothing that we're doing should get anybody so whipped up, really. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
just
and if you go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it's just work, right?
Yes. Yes. And if you think about how many times your partner or whatever can still surprise you after all this time.
Yeah.
We don't know everyone fully, and we're really not that great at reading body language. Some of us may be, but statistically speaking, we're not great at picking up on stuff.
So true. It really is. And it makes it a lot harder being through a computer screen.
Yes.
Right. You know, and you're living in your head of your agenda, whatever your agenda is for the time that you're spending with someone. So, yeah, I mean, you know, so when you think about, those interactions with people where you have a miss, and I think that they're, you know, really common, right? I think just kind of coming in again, building that trust one-on-one, because we are, you know, somewhat isolated. So building that trust one-on-one, and, you know, anytime we can get in person with people, the better. And just so that people understand, you know, where we're coming from, why we're acting the way that we are or feeling the way that we are, why we might have responded in a certain way. All those things become really important. And also, you know, just proactively calling out that behavior when you're seeing it happen, you know, so it may not be happening to you or with you, but you might be observing it around a table.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's a really good point. And I think one of the favorite things I've learned over the years is to assume positive intent until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
Because it's so much of what we live is our inner monologue and not necessarily what's actually happening, right?
Yeah. 100% true. We all come from a different place, different families, different values, you know, all of those things. The way people, just as an example, the way people look at a budget, if you're sitting around the room with your exec team and everybody's got different values around how they make decisions around their budget, just as an example, you know, helping each other out with, you know, making those decisions or collaborating on those decisions or saying, hey, look, I've got some excess, you know, something didn't happen over here. How can I help? You know, those are really interesting kinds of conversations, just different values of the way that people make decisions and how they interact, you know, how they talk about their teams, hiring, how they lead, right? Everybody comes with their own set of views and values.
Yes. Yeah. So a couple things I've seen work over the years that I really like to try to model, making space for people in meetings, even if it's not your meeting. Looks like so-and-so really wants to say something. Why don't we hear from them?
Yeah. Joe, looks like you really have something you want to share, right?
And then making sure people are acknowledged for having the idea, because I can't tell you how many times I've heard, oh, male CEO said, I'm like,
No, it was actually Joanne. Yeah. Yeah. Funny you mentioned that. I've been thinking a lot about that lately. And I am really, really focused on doing that. And it's something that I didn't really think that much about before. But especially, you know, I feel it for sure in my fractional role because, you know, I will work with new clients every 6 months typically. And which means that you're starting over with a new team to build trust with, all of those things. And usually that change is disruptive to an organization. And so one of the tactics I've really started focusing on is giving people credit. Just making sure that I'm calling it out when somebody had a great idea, you know? And I can see how people really, really appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming up a lot, so it's a great call out. What are some of the other things that, you know, and tactics that that you see is to just, you know, help people in those moments?
Making yourself available as a coach or mentor for people outside of your department. I've really appreciated that when people have done that for me, and I've tried to carry that on. And I still hear from people I've worked with in the past. And I think you had a great point in our first episode that just being a woman in leadership can sometimes be influential to who you're hiring. I've always been surprised by people who say, you know, I just felt a lot more comfortable because I felt like I had representation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, kind of sad, but at the same time, uplifting.
Yeah. No, totally. I definitely see that, and it absolutely forms, really strong bonds, you know, and, just, it's can be surprising how much reach and influence you can have as a woman in leadership. I sometimes forget that, just because it, you know, I don't think about that power, if you will, and influence that you can have in helping people. And it is really important to also show that humble and like, how can I help you with your career? I find, over the last 5 years and what really, maybe 6 years, what's really kind of inspired me to go back into leadership is just the work that I've been doing with Women in Revenue. I'm the co-chair of the board, and that work is really inspired me to give back to other people, you know, and not just women, obviously, but for sure, women lifting them on my shoulders. And it's something that I never had when I was coming up. There were very few people that were ahead of me that I could look to as a mentor. And, you know, I think it's really important. And I think you make a really good point about, you know, people outside of your team in doing that. I'm totally going to grab you to be a mentor at Women in Revenue. I think you'd be amazing. get you involved. But I mean, that's it, that give, giving back and helping people is such a enriching experience. Like, it's almost feels really as good for me as it does for the other person when I'm giving to them. And I'm always so grateful when people are willing to do that for me too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I am so grateful for an early boss I had who really hit it home that networking is important and you need to take advantage of all of those opportunities. I think the more we coach people to get face to face with other folks and have conversations and be a little bit vulnerable, I mean, you make friends for life.
I know. I used to be really bad at that.
Me too.
I used to feel like I was such a tough guy and I had to like really be like that all the time. And I don't know. I think the more secure we get in our own skin, you know, I have found that to really, really benefit me. To, you know, it takes the just be real to the next level, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very operational and I always wanted the numbers and work to speak for itself. And that's just not how life works.
Uh-uh.
And I've had to relearn and relearn that politics are real And you have to make relationships and establish trust. It's just the numbers don't matter if they don't trust you as a human.
Right. They won't trust the numbers if they don't trust you as a human. Yeah, no, it's really true. And again, that's what's hard about the moment that we're in, you know, not being in offices, not being in person with people. It can be challenging to create that kind of rapport and build that kind of trust. It takes an investment of time. And we're all in back-to-back meetings all the time. And so you've really got to manage your calendar, and make sure that you make time not only for yourself during the day, but also, you know, for those kinds of conversations and for those mentorship kinds of conversations, because that's what makes, for me at least, that's what makes working fun, is the relationships. That's what makes life fun for me, is the relationships. But then I'm a salesperson, so that's what I love.
Hey, I'm an introvert and I feel the same way. So introverts can like people too.
Right.
Oh, Deb, thank you so much for this wonderful conversation. I'm sure people are nodding their heads and this is resonating. Where can people find you to network?
Definitely on LinkedIn. You know, it's Debe Rapson. So feel free to reach out there, or, you know, or to reach out and ping me on Women in Revenue. I'm, you know, very involved and very accessible there. And I do love to network.
Wonderful. We'll have those links in the show notes. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Revenue Marketing Report. Please tell two friends, subscribe, download, whatever you can helps. And for those of you looking for more great content like this, check out CaliberMind.com.